The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
We are back. Second hour of the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller. From the studios of Republic Broadcasting Network on this 24th day of March, 2021. And let's just go back to the phones. Ken in New York. Hello, Ken.
Hi, John.
Hi.
I wonder what Congress is going to do when they pass, if they pass this law, and the Senate, if they pass it, and then somebody brings up the Mack Prince versus the U.S. case, and I believe that was one of the issues that they dealt with, was about the forced registration of guns, among some other things.
Well, and they, I don't know, do they think they're fooling everybody? Because many countries have used those same excuses and those same tactics for total gun confiscation. You know, there's nothing new under the sun here.
Well, that case never went above Judge Roll. The only person that got killed during the Gabby Gifford shooting.
Mm-hmm.
It took him 9 years, but I think Obama got even with him. Now, 97, that would have been during Clinton's term that happened.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What a shame.
Well,
it never went above. They never pushed it above the circuit court. I guess they knew they weren't going to win in the Supreme Court.
See, Ken, there's something they're not understanding. With more criminals running roughshod, and what do these clowns do? They come in and say, oh, well, we want to get rid of the police. We want to let criminals that have already been found guilty, we want to let them back out in the streets. And by the way, we can get them to vote for us. Yeah, we'll make them responsible citizens by voting in communism or socialism, when really what they're doing is moving us to a fascistic state in very short order. Point being, that any sane person understands this, that in a situation where a criminal, and you heard Roger, and this is a maxim in gun owners' thoughts, is that if you take the guns away, that's going to leave wide open these people that are already criminals that are not what? Paying attention to the law. They're not sensitive little creatures in snowflakes. They wouldn't dare hurt a fly. No, they'll murder you for... you have the quarters off your eyeballs. Here's the problem. The problem is, this is when we need guns, and I'm not advocating for a permanent state of everybody walking around carrying, but if a criminal knows that they're going to walk into a situation that may turn on them in quick order, they may rethink what they're going to do. You noticed, Ken, statistics on carjacking. How did they do it? Any young punk in a hoodie walk up to your car at an intersection or a parking lot, stick a gun in your face, and take your car. He might be in a good mood that day, and he may not shoot you. But what happened to carjackings in this country, once people started getting those carrying permits, which I'm really not a big fan of, but permission to carry a gun, and there are states, like here in Texas, open carry, you don't need anybody's permission to do it. Raises a lot of eyeballs and, eyebrows rather, in metropolitan areas. But if people realize the criminal, they may not make it home with their booty up in their crib with their old lady, you know, to cut up the booty amongst his other criminal friends, they may think twice about not committing the crime in the first place. And Ken, the effect of this is that it stalls this criminal action against innocent people. These are people minding their own business, not harming anybody else, and all of a sudden, poof, the one thing that they really have control of for a short amount of time is their own lives, and it's taken away from them in a New York second.
Well, didn't they have that situation in some parts of Georgia and Florida where the crime just dropped down to zero?
Kennesaw, Georgia actually passed a city ordinance, and it wasn't really constitutional or illegal for them to do this. But, and there were some people that didn't want to, but they knew they were safe because they were in Kennesaw, Georgia, and everybody in that town was told, you got to have a firearm. And most of them, if they didn't have one, they went out and got one because it appealed to the nature of what they were trying to do, is to protect that Second Amendment. If you're not a criminal, you can own a gun. Do a criminal act with a gun, and the weight of the state will come down on your scrawny little criminal necks. And that's the way it should be.
I have one little funny comment, or I thought it was funny. I saw something on YouTube a while back with Sheriff Mack, and he had Ted Nugent sitting next to him on a couch. They were doing an interview. And Ted Nugent looks up and he says, I was sitting around with my grandkids last night. We were all cleaning our machine guns out. He should have seen the look on Mack's face.
Every once in
a while. And I turned wide, looked at him, and then Nugent started laughing.
Every once in a while, Ken, years ago, when we did a lot of traveling setting up the militias, and these were Class 3 dealers that were allowed to have automatic weapons. Allowed. What a word. But at any rate, you know, we'd be live on WWCR going out to the entire world, and we'd be having a conversation about guns and gun ownerships, and, well, and a couple of us would just rip off a couple of mags on full auto and then go back to the conversation. Or we would do, or we'd do a remote from Bullitt County, Kentucky. Oh, that's right. That's where they have the Knob Creek gun shoot twice a year. We're down there, man. You put the tracers in those mini guns, and you cut cars in half. That's a lot of fun. But at any rate, we do remotes from there, and every once in a while, is background color. Let's just say. We'd be doing
a crack of a gunshot.
Not a crack. We're talking full on. You couldn't tell if this was a Hollywood movie soundtrack or what. It sounded like all hell was breaking loose, which it was, but it was a constrained hell, you know, shooting at inanimate objects.
Your minigun.
Got to have one. That's all I want for Christmas. Thank you. Thank you, Ken. Yeah, I give up my 50 cal for, minigun. Yeah. You ever seen one of those in action, Mike? Literally, you can cut a car in half. Remember, I'll be back. The second installment of Terminator, where he's got the minigun and he's shooting up the cop cars. I mean, I talked to a guy that does the guns on sets. Not Stefan, but another guy. And he said, yeah, he said that was a real minigun. And yeah, those were real cars. And yeah, you can cut a car in half with one of those damn things. At any rate, so much for fakery and Hollywood's stance on gun ownership. I'll be back. Yeah. All right, Front Sight, folks, $500 donation. Two people can go on this. Transferable. Never expires. Okay. Benefits out the years. You need to call. What the heck happened to the rest of this? Oh, there it is. You put it in the form of a link. Oh, there it is. Never mind. I got it. Commander Front Sight Lifetime Membership. Okay, you can buy. They got ammo, folks. They got ammo. You've got guaranteed placement in any course. You receive 40% savings on any product. You receive a membership card to identify you as one of the most elite members of Front Sight organization. They give you a cap. Doesn't say Make America Great Again. Just commander of Front Sight hat. Folks, if you were to go out and purchase this separately, this could cost you well up to $100,000 for expert. And when I'm talking expert, I'm talking expert training. Not somebody down at the Joe Bob's gun store that they have a range. These people are very proficient in what they do and how they do it. Two people on this, husband, wife, wife, husband, boyfriend, girlfriend. I don't want to say boyfriends. No. But if you and your buddy want to go out there and get a lifetime membership that affords you so much training, it's almost unbelievable, but believe it. And this expires when? April what, Mike? I think it's the 10th of April, so we have a little time. I will certainly reach out to Dan to make sure we got this thing right here. But you need to call Dan Sutterfield, and he's Front Sight Director. His number is 573-465-2356. Or email him, domedan, domedan@hotmail.com. Folks, I am not recommending this for the heck of it. There is good and very strong reason. Do you want me to start selling you fear porn? Do you want me to get you so hyped up and so nervous and so scared that you're going to run out to Front Sight, or hell, if you're in Ohio, you'll walk through busted glass on your lips all the way out there? No, I'm not going to do that. There is reason why I promote things on this program, and then I remind you that there is damn good reason for doing it. Without going over the top, getting all excited, this is a necessary tool. Firearms themselves are useless. They're just inanimate pieces of machinery until you pick them up and put them in the mode of which they were intended. But again, we got an ego problem here. A lot of you guys out there, I got guns and I got ammo. You may have never even been in a life-death situation. A lot of this is psychological. You hesitate for a second. That second hesitation, without you taking the actions, proper actions, trained proper actions on how to deal with threats and multiple threats, let me tell you something. They'll be burying you along with your gun. Call Dan, 573-465-2356. Y'all have seen the videos. Even cops, they get in a stressful situation, gunfire starts to get exchanged. They can't hit the broadside of a damn barn because they're too worried about getting hit rather than taking that firearm, taking careful aim, and then eliminating the threat. There's the difference. Nobody's bulletproof. You know, you can train, but it's not going to make you bulletproof. It's just going to make sure your bullet gets there before theirs gets to you. And I'm telling you, right now, you got a lot of guys walking around, their egos are writing checks that their gun skills will not be able to cover. I want you to keep that in mind and think about that. You're talking to one of the guys here that started the militias back in the 90s. Do you think I know what I'm talking about? Yes, I do. And without going over the top, and in today's world, inciting people to violence. You know, I can get all AJ on you. But what is the purpose? Egads and little fishes, as my aunt used to say. All right. There is something that I wanted to cover here, and I hope I just didn't cover it up. Let me see here. And I did. Okie dokie. Do-do-do-do-do. You know, I feel bad by telling you to play Jeopardy music because old Alex is dead. Hmm. Thank you. Gives us something to listen to. While John is trying to pull up his damn story. All right. No, I didn't mean all right. Mike, being a producer, stop listening to me. Oh, by the way, U.S.-Mexico border is overflowing with illegal migrants. Guess who's complaining about this? The president of Mexico. He doesn't want all these people trampling through his country. And he's telling Joe Biden, stop this. Stop it. All right, here we go. On the issue of vaccines, and I hope you have, well, we have archives and this is all recorded. But 31 reasons why I won't take the vaccine. Global Research put this out in 27 different languages. Number one, it's not a vaccine. Vaccine, by definition, provides immunity to a disease. This does not provide immunity to anything. In a best-case scenario, it merely reduces the chance of getting a severe case of a virus if one catches it. Hence, it is a medical treatment, not a vaccine. I do not want to take medical treatment for an illness I do not have. The drug companies, politicians, medical establishment, and media have joined forces to universally refer to this as a vaccine when it isn't one, with the intention of manipulating people into feeling safer about undergoing a medical treatment. You don't think this psychology is working on people? Look how many people are still walking around with masks. Yeah. Because they are being deceitful. I don't trust them, and I want nothing to do with their medical treatments. Which, by the way, it's been proven the different treatments out there, prescribed treatments from a doctor, will work just fine if, in fact, you do get a case of the flu. But stop this with this COVID-19 has killed millions around the world. It has not. This is why I think you're seeing the CDC kind of backtracking a little bit. They'll put out a little blurb, and that covers them legally. Same with the World Health Organization. You know, they'll do the drumbeat and the mantra and all the, by the way, and one little quiet pause, they'll just slip in a little bit of this, and there's our plausible deniability. Well, we made public statement. Yeah, sure you did. The presumed benefits of this medical treatment are minimal and would not last long in any case. The establishment acknowledges this, and it's already talking about additional shots and ever-increasing numbers of new vaccines that would be required on a regular basis. I refuse to turn myself into a chronic patient who receives injections of new pharmaceutical products on a regular basis simply to reduce my chances of getting a severe case of a virus that those injections do not even prevent. I can reduce my chances of getting a severe case of virus by strengthening my immune system naturally. In the event I do catch a virus, there are vitamins and well-established drugs that have had wonderful results in warding off illness without the risk and unknowns of this medical treatment. The drug companies have zero liability if anything goes wrong and cannot be sued. Now, I want you to think about this, folks. General Motors, Ford, Chrysler, Mercedes-Benz, BMW, Honda, Nissan, I don't care. They put out a death trap on the highways, and they're selling you a product that does not perform as expected, and it has safety hazards that might get you or other drivers killed. Do you think there's no liability against these companies for faulty product? There is, but not with the drug manufacturers. We'll shoot you up and kill you, and there's nothing you can do about it. Well, yeah, well, we'll just make the state have a fund in case there is something that goes wrong, and we'll pay you out of that. But we won't admit anything.
In building our online store, Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
As I was stating, the drug companies have zero liability if anything goes wrong and cannot be sued. Same for the politicians who are pushing this treatment. I will not inject myself with a new experimental medical device when the people behind it accept no liability or responsibility if something goes wrong, up to and including your death. Because they are being disingenuous. I do not trust them and I don't want any part of their treatment. Okay? Israeli Prime Minister has openly admitted that the Israeli people are the world's laboratory for this experimental treatment, of which you just heard a clip that I played earlier. These people are freaking out. Everybody is to get the vaccine, and if you don't, well, you're going to have hell to pay. That's why my crack about Netanyahu and Fauci in the same jail cell. Israel agreed to share medical data of its citizens with foreign drug companies as a fundamental part of their agreement to receive this treatment. I never consented for my personal medical data to be shared with any such entity, nor was I even asked. I will not contribute to this sleazy enterprise. The executives and board members at Pfizer are on record, and they have not taken their own treatment, despite all the fanfare and assurances. They are claiming that they would consider it to be unfair to cut the line. This is a preposterous excuse, and it takes the unbelievable amount of chutzpah to even say such a thing. Such a line is a figment of their own imagination. If they hogged a couple of injections for themselves, no one would cry foul. In addition, billionaires with private jets and private islands are not known for waiting in lines until hundreds of millions of peasants all over the world would go first to receive anything these billionaires want for themselves. They don't want it, they don't need it, and they know it. Establishment media have accepted this preposterous excuse without question or concern. Moreover, they laud Pfizer's executives for their supposed self-sacrifice in not taking their own experimental treatment until we go first. Since they consider us such fools, I don't trust them, and I don't want their new treatment. They can have my place in line. I'll go to the very back of the line. Actually, I'm not even going to be in the line. Three facts that must be put together. Bill Gates is touting these vaccines as essential to the survival of the human race. Bill Gates believes the world has too many people and needs to be depopulated. And Bill Gates, perhaps the richest man in the world, has also not been injected. No rush. The establishment has been entirely one-sided in celebrating this treatment. The politicians and the media are urging people to take this as both a moral and civic duty. The benefits of the treatment are being greatly exaggerated, the risks are being ignored, and the unknowns are being brushed aside. Because they're being deceitful and manipulative, I will not gamble my personal well-being on their integrity, or lack thereof, I might add. There is an intense propaganda campaign for people to take this treatment. Politicians, celebrities are taking selfies of themselves getting injected, perhaps in some cases pretending to get injected. The media is hyping this as the coolest, smartest, most happy and fun thing to do. It's happy days. It is the most widespread marketing campaign in human history. This is not at all appropriate for any medical treatment, let alone a brand new one. The masses are following in tow, posting pictures of themselves getting injected with a drug, feeding the mass peer pressure to do the same. And there's something very alarming and sick about this. And I don't want any part of it. I never took drugs just because everybody else was doing it, and it's cool. I'm certainly not going to start now. Even recreational drugs, Mike, when I was a kid, heroin was big. You know, I knew people that I went to school with turned out to be nothing but junkies. And they thought it was cool to sit around in a doped-up state, lose their jobs, their lives, their wives. You know, oh, this is cool. Yeah, you want some of this? No, thank you. No, thank you. Those who raise concerns about... No, here is how the media is really failing you. Because they're not bringing up opposing opinions. Because they have decided, along with the people that really love you, like the CDC and the World Health Organizations, the drug manufacturers, we all love you. Yeah, you need to take this vaccine. Mm-hmm. Those who raise concerns about this medical treatment are being bullied, slandered, mocked, censored, ostracized, threatened, and fired from their jobs. Did you hear yesterday with Harley Schlanger what he said over in Germany? 33% of the doctors over there quit. They're not doing it. They're giving up what I would suppose in doctor world here. I'm not a doctor. I just play one on the radio. That these people gave up their lives. A third of the doctors said, threw up their hands, said, I'm not doing this. Goodbye. They'll still be there when the dust settles. And they will have their medical licenses reinstated. These are people of conscience. Give me the list of these guys. This is the doctor I want to go see. Let's take this break. We'll be right back. I'll finish out this segment on why not to take the vaccine.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
It
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
As I was saying, those who raise concern about this medical treatment are being bullied, slandered, mocked, censored, ostracized. Oh, yeah, a lot of that is going on. And this includes medical professionals who have science-based concerns about the drug and the caregivers who have witnessed people under their charge suffering horrible reactions and death shortly after being injected. When the establishment is purging good people who risk everything simply to raise concerns about a new medical treatment, even if they don't outright oppose it, I will trust these brave people over the establishment every single time. I cannot think of a single similar case in history when truth and morality turned out to be on the side of the establishment. Never is, folks. Never is. This is the greatest medical experiment in the history of the human race. They're there to change your genome. It is purposely not being portrayed as the greatest medical experiment in history of the human race, and the fact that it is a medical experiment at all is being severely downplayed. Were they upfront with the masses, very few would agree to participate in such an experiment, and that's the whole point of them lying through their damn teeth. Manipulating the masses to participate in a medical experiment under false pretense violates the foundation of medical ethics and law. I will not allow unethical people who engage in such conduct to inject me with anything. The medical establishment is not informing people about any of this. They have become marketing agents for the experimental drug, serving huge companies and politicians who have made deals with them. And this is a direct conflict of their mandate to concern themselves exclusively with the well-being of the people under their care, since the medical establishment has become corrupted and has become nothing more than a corporate and political tool. I do not trust the experimental drug they want so badly to inject me with. Mm-mm. We're being pressured in various ways to get injected, which violates medical ethics and foundations of our society. The best way to get me not to do something is to pressure me to do it. The government has sealed their protocol related to the virus and treatments for 30 years. Let me repeat that. The government has sealed their protocol related to the virus and treatments for 30 years. Kind of like Kennedy's brain until they decided, oh, it's missing. Oh, well, we can't tell you about this for at least a generation, and, well, maybe even then we can't tell you. Well, in the meantime, we'll clean up all the detritus known as detail out there. Yeah. This information that the public has a right to know and the government has a responsibility to share, what are they covering up? Do they really expect me to believe that everything is kosher about all of this and that they are concerned first and foremost for my health? Last time they did this was with a Yemenite children affair. If you're not familiar with it, look it up. Now they're pulling the same shtick. They didn't fool me this time, and they're definitely not fooling me now. The government can share our personal medical data with foreign corporations, but they won't share their own protocol on the matter with us? Yeah, I'm out. The establishment has recruited doctors, rabbis, the media, and the masses to harangue people who do not want to get injected with a new drug. You saw that going on with face masks, didn't you? You still see people. I just saw a kid walking on the street by himself with a stupid mask on. I went to my credit union today, and looking in a little square screen monitor, because the place is still closed down, I'm talking to this girl that's got this mask on, and I'm thinking there's something wrong with this monitor because it's pixelating. She says, oh, no, those are sequins. She couldn't breathe through the damn thing. Anyhow. We are being called the worst sorts of names. We're being told that we believe in crazy conspiracies, that we are against science, and that we're selfish, that we are the murderers, that we don't care about the elderly, that it's our fault that the government continues to impose draconian restrictions on the public. It's all because we don't want to get injected with an experimental treatment. No questions asked. We're even being told that we have a religious obligation to do this, and that we're grave sinners if we don't do it. What is that Christian Association, Mike? They have actually, a Christian Coalition, they've told their members, you need to take the vaccine. Yeah, well, I can predict one thing. Remember the hell that you believe in? The devil's going to be sticking you in the butt for eternity. It's going to be jabbing you in the rear end for eternity. Think about that one. This is all horrific and disgusting, a perversion of common sense, morality. I know of many people who got injected, but none of them studied the science in depth, carefully weighed the potential benefits versus the risk, compared options to other alternatives, was truly informed about this, and decided this medical treatment was the best option for them. On the contrary, they got injected because of this hype, the propaganda, the pressure, the fear, blind trust in what the majority of experts supposedly believed, blind trust in what certain influential rabbis urged them to do, or hysterical fear that the only option was getting injected or getting seriously ill from the virus. When I see mass hysteria and cult-like behavior surrounding a medical treatment, I will be extremely suspicious and avoid it. The drug companies have a long and glorious history of causing mass carnage with wonder drugs they thrust on unsuspecting populations, even after serious problems have become known. Instead of pressing the pause button and holding the marketing of these drugs until these issues could be properly investigated, the drug companies did everything in their power to suppress the information and keep pushing their products. When companies and people have demonstrated such a gross lack of concern for human life, I will not trust them when they hype a new wonder drug. This isn't my first rodeo. Indeed, the horror stories are already coming in at warp speed. But the politicians are not the least bit concerned. The medical establishment is brushing them aside as unrelated or negligible. The media is ignoring it. The drug companies are steaming ahead at full speed. And those who raise the red flag continue to be bullied, censored, and punished. Clearly, my life and my well-being are not their primary concern. I will not be their next guinea pig in their laboratory. I will not risk being the next coincidence. Although many people have died shortly after getting injected, including perfectly healthy young people, we're not allowed to imply that the injection had anything to do with it. Remember the injections, the childhood injections? Remember the babies getting autism? Remember the sudden death infant syndrome, SIDS? You don't hear about that happening anymore, hardly at all. Why? Well, they changed up some of the injections they were giving babies. But autism is still on the march, folks. It is still increasing, directly correlated and directly attributable to what? The vaccines they receive. And what do you get? You get nothing. You get a damaged child that you're going to have to take extra careful care of for the rest of their natural born lives. Thank you, Mr. and Mrs. Drug Company. Better living through chemistry. I am repulsed by the religious cult-like worship of the pharmaceutical product and will not participate in this ritual. Thank you. My health care provider keeps badgering me to get injected, yet they have provided me with no information on this treatment of any possible alternatives. Everything I know, I learned from others outside that establishment. Informed consent has become conformed consent, and I decline. I see all these lies, the corruption, the propaganda, the manipulation, the censorship, the bullying, the violation of medical ethics, lack of integrity in the scientific process, suppression of inconvenient adverse reactions, dismissal of legitimate concern, hysteria, cult-like behavior, ignorance, closed-mindedness, fear, medical and political tyranny, concealment of protocol, lack of true concern for human life, lack of respect for basic human rights and the freedoms, which leads to the final reason, which sums up why I will not get vaccinated any more than I wore their stupid mask, folks. I have not worn a mask, and I will not wear a mask. And I will continue to see the masked bandits out there walking around in zombie land, and I will continue to ask them, why do you have a mask on? And I do it in such a way that, and it's so innocent, and it's, you know, it's just an innocent question, but immediately I'm sure the thought strikes them that, well, wait a minute. And when you ask them that direct question, they fumble for an answer. They don't know. And then they regurgitate what the medical or the scientific community or Dr. Fauci has told you. Well, I refer you back to Dr. Fauci when you said, no, mask won't do a damn thing. Now wear two of them, or maybe three. And here's the final reason. While I won't take any of their damn vaccines, or I won't wear their mask, the whole thing stinks. John in Michigan. Hello, John.
Hello, John. Great bit of information there that I'll pass along.
By the way, that is up on our website, and that That is titled, let me back up here, 31 Reasons Why I Don't Take the Vaccine. Folks, you can download this, you can print it, you can make your little flyers out of it, and then you can pass it off to other people, especially the people standing in what? Lines to take the vaccine.
Well, I'll be passing it on, and then these people take this injection, and then they still have to wear the mask, so where's their reasoning behind that? And I'm up here in Bel Air, Michigan, which they named the town after the air, clear as clean as a bell, or clear as a bell, and people are walking on the streets.
Is that what Bellevue means?
No, not Bellevue. Bellevue means the people that are on the street should be in Bellevue.
Oh, okay.
But, this is Bel Air.
Oh, Bel Air. I'm sorry. Like the Chevy Bel Air. Yeah. Okay, gotcha. All right.
Yeah, clear as a bell. But I just wanted to bring up the, of course, that I met my granddaughter. Supposedly, she's 6 years old, got signed up for a soccer team, and they have to all wear masks, and I'm just totally against that completely. I mean, it's so much like child abuse. And all of these teachers up here have gotten their inoculation, and one of my bandmates, who's 22 years old, a music director down in Macomb County, he had to get his two injections, so I can just imagine the sickness that's going to come to our cities and our country.
John, do you know how this is shaping up and the numbers are coming in? You know, I don't like saying this, but apparently what is starting to happen, if this trend continues, the deaths from the vaccine is going to literally outstrip the deaths from the supposed COVID-19.
Oh, I agree. This is their secret weapon. It's a silent weapon, and they've got everyone ready to think that this is the cure-all for whatever the hell they're afraid of, because I know that, you know, the old saying, you know, my undies don't block, you know, the air that comes past them, you know. And if you walk down a soap aisle in a grocery store, if you can smell the soap, then the virus is a little bit smaller than that. So,
well, if they were smart, they'd combine the efforts of Joe Biden asking the Supreme Court, which, by the way, folks, they're hearing that argument. They heard it today about the ability to go into people's houses to confiscate their guns without a warrant. And wouldn't it be, let's kill two birds with one stone while we're invading somebody's house illegally to steal their property. Let's have the medical people there to check them out and see if they got their vaccines. Why not?
Well, that sounds some perfect...
We're here to keep you safe, to take the very thing that would make you safe in case you were attacked. You know, we're from the government. We're here to help you. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, you know, the one thing leads to another. I want to bring up this fact, though, people. John was talking about liability and that the pharmaceutical companies have, and that occurred, I believe, in 1986. Fauci became one of the leaders in our government in 1985. But the person that put this into the Congress was a senator from Kentucky, Senator Frith. And he just so happens to be from one of the biggest hospital families in the state of Kentucky and probably the country. So that's how it got put into place. And that's some of the people that were involved in getting that established. So, of course, the guy that wants to save us was the guy that was involved in getting the liability factor or non-liability factor for these vaccine companies, pharmaceutical companies.
This really tells you the flavor of this whole thing. When the drug companies demanded that they have no liability against their product they're shoving out there and making billions of dollars off of, they're now strong-arming the respective states and countries to have a fund in case there are some adverse reactions, that there's this public fund that can be used. But you see, you can't touch us. We're the very people causing this very problem, but you can't touch us because... You know, John, that would just look bad, wouldn't it?
No, it would. It would seem a little bit unprofessional for them to be accused of doing something, devastating to our country and our families. But the pharmaceutical companies, they are one of the biggest lobbyists throughout the whole country, and they affect our schools. because in our state here, they say vaccines are mandatory to go to school, which they aren't.
Well, wait a minute. Back up here a second. What did you just say?
That vaccines are mandatory in Michigan. If you want to enter school, you're supposed to have them all.
This is a way to shoot the children up with the vaccines, and they're making that mandatory for school attendance. Where's the law behind that?
I don't think it's this vaccine, but now that the teachers have it, and they're saying that the children have to have all their childhood vaccines up, but there's a small line at the bottom of the page saying unless you have a waiver. But most people, the county nurse here told me at a school board meeting that 95% have compliancy, otherwise the state begins taking away funding to the school.
Okay, so there's the economic blackmail that we want 95% of your children injected. You are not going to make it mandatory, but we're going to pull your funds if you don't do that.
That's right.
For the
children.
You know, John, isn't that fair? Isn't that nice of them not to make it mandatory but penalize you because you're not going to?
Well, I know they have my best interest, but and also one little sidebar too. Alice Cooper stated he and his wife had COVID and they got their vaccine, so they've got another one pushing it too. So any Alice Cooper?
I think maybe Alice is suffering. From syphilis that he never got treated for.
Well, I used to open for him, so I'm just letting you know that I'm not, falling for that. And he thinks he's a guy from Detroit when he went out to Arizona and went to Hollywood first and then came here and realized what rock and roll was.
Yeah.
But that's a whole other sidebar. But God bless you, John.
All
Thanks
right, John.
For all your info.
Thank you. Appreciate your call. Yeah. Murr in Wisconsin. Hello, Murr.
Hi, John.
Hello.
You know what you got to tell people with these masks? It's not that they don't do anything. They do something. They're not neutral. They make you sick. They can give you bacterial pneumonia and kill you. And that is how most of the people that died in the fake 1918 thing died from. And Fauci even wrote a paper about it.
Well, it's too bad they don't hand out gold stars or degrees for hypocrisy because Fauci is full of it.
You know, people... Boycott, mancott, man up. Don't listen to Alice Cooper or any of their media. What the hell?
Now, come on. You mean to tell me you're not induced to follow the advice of a guy that chews the heads off of pigeons? Come on.
No, I think that was the other crazy one. But anyway, I don't know what he chews on. I don't want to know.
Oh, Ozzy Osbourne? Oh, I'm sorry. In the stellar halls of rock and roll fame, I forgot the other guy. Okay.
I don't want to hear any more of this garbage, right?
Right.
I came out in the wilderness to get away from this crap.
Well, stop listening to the network. You got a perfect opportunity to hide from the word. What?
You want me to stop listening to your network?
Well, really? I'm just trying to cure the ill that you're complaining of. You moved out to stay away from this crap. But here you are talking to me about this crap.
Why is it on this network? Isn't this an independent network?
That's not the point, Murr. You're conveniently forgetting the point I just brought up. That you went to hide in the woods, but you are still engaged.
I'm not hiding in the woods.
Oh, okay.
I'm living, baby.
Okay.
I'm living up.
All right.
Good.
All right.
No, listen.
Yeah.
Here's what I called about. 88 years ago today, Judea declared war on Germany. Okay, it is March 24, 1933. Okay? People know this? No. After the Reichstag fire, which communists did, not Hitler... That's when they started putting them in camps, and it wasn't until September, 6 months later, that he started taking them out of positions of power. They did their own Kristallnacht. It was their stores, their businesses.
Now, come on, now, Murr, you're gonna shatter the illusion out there that they've spun about the girl that hid in the attic to hide from the Germans. And
look. Listen, you know what? In here, in that diary, you know what? It's pretty comical. It says they made pork sausage. It says it in there. Read it.
Well, but the diary was written with a ballpoint pen that wasn't even invented yet.
Oh, BS.
Murr, thank you for your call. Oh, by the way,
yeah.
The listeners out there, the 31 reasons not to take the vaccine, It was written by Chinaya Weissman. And she is an Israeli rabbi. All right. Murr, thanks for your call. Kelly in Austin. Hello, Kelly.
Hi there. The greatest story never told. I highly recommend it.
I keep telling people, if you got 6 hours, that since you don't have a job and you've been locked down or whatever the case may be,
that's 6 hours you'll ever spend.
Well, I'm telling you what. I'll be honest. I'm an hour into this thing, and I'm thinking, is this just another propaganda film? And then I kept watching, and the more I watched, the more I learned. And Kelly, I'm not saying that it is, but even if 90% of that was nothing but hooray for our side and boo for your side, if 10% of that was true that was in that six-hour video,
mm-hmm.
we're in a hell of a shape.
Yeah, I know German history too well to think it's just false.
Well, with a name like Stadtmüller, what do you think? That I'm ignorant to Germany's history? Come on, man.
Well, I have much German in my family background too. About this damn vaccine.
Yes.
The alleged vaccine. I want to ask you, how the hell did Homo sapiens make it through countless pandemics, plagues, wars, and whatever else without being locked up, masked, and whatever else?
Immune systems and eventually right. resistant to the strain of bacteria and virus that they were being attacked. And it actually
right.
made the human body stronger.
That's right. If you look at the 1918 swine flu pandemic, it actually ended World War One. That's what caused the end of World War One. That thing was far more virulent than this than this cold virus right now.
Yeah.
And it killed, 80 to 100 million people worldwide within a period of a year and a half. And yet we're obsessing over a cold virus, a virus of which has never been a vaccine formulated at anywhere at any time.
Now, Kelly, what's
wrong with that picture?
Did the thought occur to you that they'd cook up a new flu to release on the public so they could kill 80 to 100 million people and maybe turn around?
I'm waiting for it.
Yeah, yeah. That, and that thought, I'm sure, has occurred to just about everybody. Okay, this was just a dry run to see how well it worked. Now we're going to bring on the heavy, heavy science to go out and kill you.
Oh, you're right. This is the dry run, and what they found out is that people are compliant.
Well, no, they found out something else. People are resistant to this. Did you hear me say that one-third of the doctors in Germany up and quit because they're not doing this? Does that sound Does that sound like compliance to you?
Well, what I heard was that one third are not compliant, but two thirds are.
Well, let's not quibble about a few percentage points. People are educating themselves. That's the medical community, the people that are educating themselves on this, and the education we're providing out there. We're adding to the resistant numbers. We're kind of like a vaccine ourselves, aren't we? We're injecting you with the truth, so they don't get at you with your BS.
I hope that we are,
Kelly.
I really hope that we are.
Stiff upper lip. I know you're in communist ground down there in Austin, but stand proud, my friend. Stand proud.
I am, man.
All right. Thanks. Appreciate it. And that'll do it for us today, ladies and gentlemen. Please. Inform your fellow Americans. Use the information on our site. Stay strong. Stand up. You're an American.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at libertystickers.com. Again, that's libertystickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.